Odds are pretty good. If you walk into an emergency room anywhere, it's going to be run by a company in Tennessee. In nearly a third of ERs, the doctors there don't work for the hospital. Instead, they work for Envision or Team Health. Those companies treat the patients and handle the billing. And that's made them prime targets in the growing rage against so-called surprise medical bills. That's when patients find they've been charged for a doctor who's out of their insurance network, even if they were at a hospital that's in network. WPLN's Blake Farmer has been reporting on how lawmakers are looking into ways to protect patients from this. Hi, Blake.
Hi, Jason.
So why is this not as simple as just making sure you go to a doctor who's in network?
Now, that is reasonable if you're getting, say, your tonsils taken out. The big problem is emergency rooms. At best, you're going to make sure you go to a hospital that's covered by your insurance. Once there, though, most people wouldn't even know to ask if the physicians are in their network. Envision and Team Health have been accused of using this as a way to just get paid more and boost their profits. But I interviewed Team Health CEO Leif Murphy, who says they always prefer to have an agreement with insurers.
If we are not in network, we are not a network because we've been offered an unreasonably low level of reimbursement.
In other words, the insurance company won't agree to pay the doctor's staffing company as much as they'd like. Now, most specialties, you can't afford to be out of network with the big insurers because patients are going to just stop coming. But ERs are a little different. They're going to attract patients. And so physicians take what they can get from insurers and bill the patient for the rest, the remaining balance. And that's why it's called balance billing.
So these are the surprise medical bills everyone's irritated by.
They are the quintessential example anyway, though there is some research out there that shows patients are more often just surprised at how little their policy covers, like a big deductible or copay. But yes, there's a growing consensus that balance billing, while it may have been good for business in recent years, it's something patients just won't put up with anymore.
So what's been proposed to stop this from happening?
The one proposal these companies are most concerned about comes from their own senator, Lamar Alexander. He's chair of the Health Committee, and he's been trying to push through some bipartisan legislation to address healthcare costs before he retires next year. There's a lot in it, but item number one deals with surprise billing. And for starters, he would try to do away with much of the balance billing by essentially forcing doctors to match the networks of the hospitals they're in. Now, Leif Murphy of Team Health has some concerns since doctors would lose leverage with health insurers. He points out insurance companies sometimes have a virtual monopoly in a market, and while his company is worth billions of dollars, the big insurers are many times bigger.
I am not opposed to a ban on balance billing whatsoever. If we ban balance billing, we have to have a mechanism in place, though, where we can ensure that we do get to reasonable contract rates between the payer and the provider.
See, sometimes these physician staffing companies have strategically gone out of network in the hopes that insurers will hear enough complaints from their patients and agree to higher in-network rates.
So really, patients are stuck in the middle of this tug of war between insurers and staffing companies.
Yes, though Murphy says Team Health has actually stopped going after patients for out-of-network charges, but that has required them going to court against insurers all the time. So the other part of the bill from Senator Alexander, and there are actually a few other proposals that do this, would create a system where a third party steps in to decide what is fair. And this is being tried in New York State already. The folks at Team Health and Envision generally think it could work nationally and leave patients out of the fray.
Well, I'm sure there would be lots of details to wrangle for such a law to ever pass, but why now? Why has this become such a hot issue at the moment?
I think media attention might explain some of it, but there is something more fundamental at play going on behind the scenes about how healthcare is paid for. Here's Adam Brown. He's an ER doctor and vice president with Envision.
Right now, the commercial payers cross-subsidize much of the care that's provided to Medicare and Medicaid patients. That type of cross-subsidization is required to ensure that the system stays in place.
So let me interpret. People with commercial insurance are being overcharged to keep emergency rooms afloat. And as rates for commercial insurance have just gone up and up, along with out-of-pocket requirements, that sticker shock is just shocking more of us.
Well, thank you, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer covers healthcare for Nashville Public Radio. You can find more of his reporting at WPLN.org/health.